Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Pentagon says U.S. forces have carried out strikes on Iranian-backed militia groups in Iraq after three service members were injured by a drone attack in Iraq. CBS's David Martin reports.
There have been more than 100 attacks in all, but this was the first time an American service member was seriously injured. And the president's national security advisor spent most of Christmas Day planning and executing the retaliation, which U.S. officials say likely killed a number of members of the Iranian-backed militias.
American Paul Whelan, imprisoned in Russia on espionage charges for 5 years now, has spent Christmas on the phone telling WTOP Radio in Washington that he feels abandoned by the United States. Also in captivity is Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Griskovich. More from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Earlier this month, the State Department said the U.S. made a new and significant proposal to Russia for Whelan and Griskovich's release, but Moscow declined.
Mr. President, you promised to bring me home. I'm still here. There has to be more that you can do to secure my release.
That's Paul Whelan. A White House spokesperson tells CBS News that the Biden administration will continue to make significant offers for both Whelan and Griskovich's freedom. A neighborhood of families displaced by fire in Norfolk, Virginia, just days before Christmas, are getting support from the entire community. A local pastor saying,
"It could be us. It could be anybody. And these are our neighbors. And so we wanted to make sure that they were taken care of, because during this time of year, to get burnt out 4 days before Christmas, it's a tragedy."
Pastor Darwin Little says they gathered necessities, but now they're hoping to restore some holiday spirit. They're handing out brand new toys with help from others in the community.
That's WTKR-TV reporter Erica Craven. Tough driving in the Dakotas due to a huge storm system that has a highway closed. KELO-TV's Julia Lynn has more.
The South Dakota Department of Transportation has closed a stretch of Interstate 90. Heavy snow combined with strong winds from the north are creating blizzard and whiteout conditions.
South Dakota Highway Patrol says icy conditions are expected through today. CBS's Matt Piper on some of those gift cards you may have just unwrapped.
Bankrate finds that nearly half of adults have at least one unused gift card worth an average of $187. That's a total of $23 billion in unspent money. Under federal law, gift cards cannot expire for 5 years after they were purchased, but experts say it's wise to use them sooner than that, since inflation and inactivity fees can eat away at their value. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Powerball jackpot, $640 million. Winning numbers are 5, 12, 20, 24, 29, and the Powerball is 4. This is CBS.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi everybody, this is Mike Comer, sports broadcaster on WIRI. I'd just like to wish a very Merry Christmas from my family to you and yours.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain continues for tonight, breezy with temps falling slowly through the 40s. And more rain likely tomorrow in the morning, cloudy for the afternoon. Temps fall out of the 40s into the 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in mid-30s for Wednesday. Right now it's 48.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain continues for tonight, breezy with temps falling slowly through the 40s. And more rain likely tomorrow in the morning, cloudy for the afternoon. Temps fall out of the 40s into the 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in mid-30s for Wednesday. Right now it's 48.
joined by the greatest of guests, our friend Maggie Dawn. She does the Maggie Dawn Show, doing a little overtime this Friday. Maggie, you and I were part of a very important conversation, and freedom, one of the topics. Freedom resonates with a lot of people. And we talk about the polling currently and the head-to-head between Trump and Biden. And what I don't think is being accounted for in the national polling is Dobbs and Roe v. Wade and how many women have really taken this, let's just say, quite personally, their loss of personal freedoms. And I would wonder, and I don't get every opportunity to speak with you on the air, but I would wonder, freedom as an issue, women's reproductive rights, women's abortive rights, do you think any of that is being reflected through these presidential preference polls? Do you think that one party has a clear claim to this side? I mean, do the Dems? Want to get your thoughts, Maggie Dawn.
Well, yeah, the Dems. Listen, I don't care. Pick your issue. And there is a very cogent and obvious and rational and fact-based argument that the Democratic Party is the one that actually advocates for and argues that, yes, every person in this country deserves to have their rights and freedoms protected, that it isn't a matter of religious preferencing, that that is not in alignment with American values. For crying out loud, that's part of what the founding fathers were fleeing, right? So the idea that in one person or one side's religious beliefs permit the taking of rights and freedoms from people who don't share those religious beliefs is completely un-American. So I don't care if you're talking about the right of women to access healthcare and to control their bodies in an equal way to men, which is essential to be a full member of society, or whether or not you're talking about the rights of LGBTQIA plus folks to participate fully in society, to the rights of children to read a variety of materials that represent a variety of viewpoints as carefully curated and chosen by those who are educational professionals within public schools. Yeah, these are freedoms, and the Democratic Party presents and represents freedoms in a much more real way when you get behind the sloganing and the scare tactics. I don't like to operate from a place of fear. I consider that weak. I consider those that do operate and make choices from a place of fear, those who have been manipulated and weak. I don't want any part of that weak party. And that weak party is the Republican Party. It's a weak party because you're following a guy that doesn't know squat about squat, including Ron Johnson and the Orange Man. That's weak. Turn on your brain, turn off the TV set, and engage. The Democratic Party represents freedom in all of its form. The freedom of workers to organize, to protect their rights, the freedom of the middle class to earn a reasonable living, the freedom of all of us and our rights to breathe air that's clean and drink water that is safe. Those are rights and freedoms. The GOP has nothing to do with any of that.
Kellyanne Conway said very recently that Republicans need to take up the cause of contraception. Because you can't be pro-life and not be I know, they're not going to, but that is her recommendation. But it is my understanding the U.S. Supreme Court, in fact, is taking up what Mifepristone. I know I'm not saying that properly, but this is labeled as an abortive pill, and maybe I misclassify that, but they're certainly going to misclassify that. This court seems very ambitious. They certainly don't seem to follow the current trend of the nation, or we wouldn't have a Dobbs decision in its form overturning Roe v. Wade. So, Maggie Dawn, I think we've got a tone-deaf Supreme Court. How fearful are you that they're going to rule against contraception?
I see some tea leaves on the Supreme Court that reflect the fact that they are becoming cognizant that their approval ratings are in the toilet, that people are angry and that they are creating a problem for the GOP that got the majority of them onto the bench. I don't think they are going to side with the Fifth Circuit that concluded that mifepristone exceeded the FDA's authority. I actually think they're going to rule that the Fifth Circuit was an error. In other words, they're experiencing public opinion backlash, and they're trying to save face in a couple of different places. And I think contraception may be one of them. So, again, my read is that on the mifepristone ruling, they're going to find in the FDA's favor. Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, they're going to overrule Chevron deference. Okay, what is Chevron deference? That is, if Congress was silent in enacting a law about a particular detail, then it is left to the administration and the regulatory agencies filled with civil servants who are experts to rulemake in that area after an appropriate note and comment period. They're going to wipe that off the map. So it'll be very interesting. What I think is they are going to fundamentally change the rules of the game while effectively giving a little drippings to the poor here to try to keep Americans confused and off balance as to what is actually going on. So they let, for example, Illinois' assault weapons ban go into effect. There was a request on the shadow docket for an emergency stay to prevent it from taking effect. They denied that. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. I think they're going to modulate on some Second Amendment stuff as well, because they realize they Congress is going to have to do something. The Supreme Court is unmoored from any of its prior practices. It has exploded in its power and authority, and it's making decisions in the dark of night on its shadow docket that affect millions of people's freedoms and rights, and people are starting to pay attention.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's Maggie Dawn. She's the host of the Maggie Dawn Show, friend of ours, hanging out with us on a Friday. Maggie, on this topic, this Texas case, this woman who was allowed to get an abortion through a court order, and all of a sudden a Texas Supreme Court stayed that, said, no, you can't do it. Now she got to leave the state in order to have this procedure. A woman who has kids, wants kids, doesn't want to do this, but genetic, difficulties, things happen in pregnancies, and they want her to go septic before she gets an abortion.
Yes, that's the answer.
How is that an answer?
It's not. It's ridiculous. It's saying that a bunch of predominantly white men get to decide what's best for women. That is not how this works, everybody. It's never been how it should have worked, though it was for many, many eons until 1920, when women finally had the right to vote. The idea that you would force a woman to become infertile or risk her life, in other words, die, in service of your religious belief about how women should manage their own health care is not compatible with America's first principles. It's just not. This is a non-viable pregnancy. And if forced to come to terms, doctors have said that the child, if born, would suffer a painful death. So in service of imposing their religious beliefs on women, they're going to cause potentially a child to be born to live in suffering and to die in a suffering state, and potentially risk the mother's life as well as her fertility if she is to survive. I don't understand how that is acceptable under any religion, yet alone a legal system.
What's the blowback, the consequence, the solution to all of this?
Well, I think women who are in complex pregnancies need to start stepping forward and sharing their stories. Now, keep in mind, and Dom, if you wouldn't mind grabbing my phone right there, because I want to use the woman's name. Kate Cox is a nice white lady, middle to upper class, husband, two kids, right? Makes a nice story. Well, at the same time, this has been happening to Kate Cox, which is to have other people's religious beliefs determine how she can choose healthcare. At the same time that this has been happening, a woman, and I want to get the location correct, who had a miscarriage.
Oh, yes.
And the miscarriage was in the toilet, is now being criminally prosecuted and threatened, I believe, with years in a state prison because she flushed the miscarriage discharge down a toilet. Now, the details are gruesome, but this was a dead fetus. The prosecution in her criminal matter concedes this was a dead fetus. It was dead in utero. It was a miscarriage. And they are trying to lock a woman up under these draconian, again, morality policing based on religious beliefs, draconian laws, trying to lock this woman up. She happens to be African-American. I believe that's probably why we're not hearing more about it.
I mean, is this, what's the charge? Something to do with a corpse? It
came within that state's abortion ban language, and it has to do with fetal remains. I mean, that's insane. How many times do you guys know when I'm literally rendered speechless?
Not very often, Maggie Dawn, at all. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show. She comes up at 6 o'clock. She's hanging out with us a little early. We do appreciate it. You find it?
Yeah, this is Brittany Watts.
Brittany Watts.
So if you want to go Google Brittany Watts' story, this is just incredibly crazy. She had a miscarriage, and for that, we're going to send her to prison.
Charged with abuse of a corpse, according to the Washington Post.
It's the video. I've watched one of the hearings. It is just horrifying. And this is one of those things that falls within law enforcement and prosecutorial discretion. This young woman lost her baby, and your decision is to lock her up for it, as if she's not going through enough. It's the callousness and the cruelty. Again, I don't think that represents American values at all, that we treat each other with such cruelty, with such indifference. I didn't think that was who we are, and I certainly hope it's not.
This was in the state of Ohio. yes, there we go. Ohio.
Less cool Wisconsin, you mean?
Mm-hmm. 844-967-2789. We'll get to some calls perhaps in the next segment. 2 minutes left in this one. All right, let me switch it up on you, because that's some very...
Are you going to talk about Rudy?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
$148 million. They said $48 million would kill him. He's a dead man walking the jury. You know, some of the jurors apparently very emotional, crying during the testimony. And they came back with a doozy, $75 million. Of that, in punitive damages, Maggie. What does that say to you?
Rudy, you're done. No one believes you. You are a lying sack of blankety blank. And this jury's going to make sure that you go broke and that you stay broke. He's likely judgment proof. I mean, I'll be surprised if these two women who were racially profiled lied about and have had their lives forever altered. They will never be able to live in safety again because Rudy Giuliani wanted to make himself feel important and lie to the American people.
Judgment proof because he probably has a net negative worth, would you suspect?
Yes. Yes. Clearly does. I mean, his own like former right-hand man is suing him so he can get his lawyer fees paid. Like Rudy hired him as his lawyer to the tune of like $500,000, and he hasn't paid the guy.
Did he give some woman a very expensive engagement ring?
Yeah, I think I heard something about that.
I wonder if that can be returned for full or partial value.
Zales. Excuse me, Zales.
Hey, it's a gift. It's hers now.
Exactly. What's the law on that? That's mine.
Come on back. More of the Devil's Advocates with Maggie Dawn. She's our favorite.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WI.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
You
You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Show is kind of a big deal.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, air the grievances. Right now is your time. 844-967-2789. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next. What's kind of the Maggie Dawn Show right now? I'm the Devil's Advocates, Maggie Dawn, in studio with me. Thanks for hanging out with us, girl.
Heck yeah, it's Friday. Let's have some fun with the Devils.
You know, I was on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba last night, and he asked me, have you guys developed some of your favorite guests? I said, developed them? Some of them got their own shows. And you, of course, come to mind. But technically, so does Pizza Box Mike. So, you know, consider the company you keep.
Let's just move on.
844-967-2789. Maggie Dawn, wanted to get your opinion. The Board of Regents reconsidered an earlier decision this week. They have flipped their decision. They have gone along with the, I would say, terroristic negotiations of Robin Voss and how he can hold back the raises approved by the legislature for the entire UW system to even have these quote-unquote one-sided negotiations. Maggie, any opinions? I know you're a bureaucrat, but this doesn't taste quite right. Leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
How do I say this? This is, again, what I would term performative politics. And that's a term I use a lot on my show. Here's what it means. It's the use of leverage or power for the sake of using leverage or power. It doesn't actually advance community wellness or any meaningful policy goal. And that's what's going on here. It's performance art. There's no there. What do I mean by that? It's cruelty, right? It's performative cruelty. It's sending what I believe will turn out to be a largely toothless symbolic message to Black and brown people and women and the LGBTQIA plus community that you're not welcome here. When in reality, here's what I think is going to happen. Stop calling it DEI. We'll use a different word. We're still going to do that because here's what employers demand: employees that are prepared for an increasingly diverse, increasingly interconnected workplace. They do, period. Professors and researchers demand and only want to work in places where a plurality of ideas are brought together, where people feel welcomed. That's what top-level researchers and professors, that's the environment they want to be in. So, all right, we won't call it DEI. Voss will take a victory lap. He'll talk about the cancer of DEI, but we'll start calling it something else. Because these fundamental demographic changes and the demographic trajectory of our country and the consumers of the United States, there is nothing that Robin Voss or Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis can do about that reality. And that reality is that we are becoming more diverse as we sit here on this radio show. And that requires people who are ready to engage in difficult conversations, who are prepared to understand that simply because they haven't experienced something doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. People that have the humility and the EQ, the self-awareness to permit and to engage with others respectfully. That is where we're going. And I don't care what Robin Voss says about it. He's just feeding the beast. I would guarantee you that Robin Voss actually doesn't believe any of this crap that he's spewing. That is simply political necessity. The guy got primaried by the MAGA right. So he's got to give him some red meat, and here it is. And by the way, once we fix the darn maps, we'll just fix it right back in a few years anyways. Now, I don't mean to downplay how hurtful this is and what a betrayal this is. It is. It's all those things. But that doesn't change demographically what is happening. The maths, that's where we're going. It's what employers demand. It's what the biggest thinkers demand. And Robin Voss is a blip on the screen. Boy, is that a ridiculous amount of performative politics that is simply at its root cruel and exclusionary. And that's not what Wisconsin is at all.
Maggie Dawn, do you see any parallels between the current negotiations this weekend, the Senate and the Congress, the funding for Ukraine, the funding for Israel, tied to some random whatever makes Ron Johnson happy on the border stuff?
Of course it is. It's the same performative politics, right? The use of leverage for leverage's sake. It's not going to improve policy. It's not going to improve outcomes. It's going to harm the United States, just like Robin Voss's plan will harm and make people feel more excluded. It's all of one piece. It's the exact same tactic. Everybody should see it for what it is, a tactic, performative, that has nothing to do with what's going to make America safer or the University of Wisconsin educational system better. For shame. You're wasting our time. You're lying to our faces. And even you don't believe any of this nonsense. And just like I said about the immigration nonsense, that remember what I said is like, let them take a victory lap, but it won't amount to a hill of beans. What did I just say about this thing that the university regents just had to do? Well, I'm taking a victory lap. It's not going to amount to a hill of beans in the grand scheme at the end of the day. But what it does do is hurt people. It sends a message that people aren't welcome. That's not what we're about. So call it out. It's just play acting. It's clowning. And it's beneath both the U.S. Congress and the UW Regents in our educational system.
844-967-2789. Do you think we'd want educated, you know, accepting people to come out of our colleges? Isn't that kind of a thing? You know, I mean, don't you want that? As mentioned, the employers, you want someone coming in, some racist person who's never been around anybody else to
people get fired for that.
Right. And then all of a sudden be like, well, what did you fire me for? Well, because you can't do something like that. Say you're offending people. This is not okay. This is not a professional environment.
And that's the vast majority of us. And that majority of us who believe in inclusion and welcoming and believe in community and our neighbors, that is an overwhelming majority of us. And it's simply going to continue to be an overwhelming majority. The math maths and the irrelevancy of the GOP and its antiquated beliefs is exactly why they're clowning you. Don't believe the hype.
I always believe Maggie Dawn. Thank you so much. You made our Friday afternoon so much better because, you know, Dom was just kind of mailing it in today. I could see it. I could see it in his eyes.
Happy to be here.
Maggie Dawn, thank you so much. Thank you to Alan Robinson, our friend and sponsor from Herbal Aspect. Hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget, we do have more programming coming up, including the Maggie Dawn Show outside the Pizza Box in the Madison area on WMDX. And the morning cannolis tomorrow morning, our friend Jim, 9 to 11. Those are all the people that used to be friends of ours. They're all show hosts. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks for listening.
I gotta go, American woman. Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. American forces have hit Iranian-backed militia groups in Iraq after three American